I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Will you be seated? Happy Christmas to you all. And for Christmas, we are going to play a game called Crowning Glory. It is your chance to win a Christmas crown, and there will be various styles on offer. Here is one. Okay. And all you have to do in order to win a Christmas crown, as I say, various styles on offer, is to name one of the seven kings in the Christmas story. So the answers have to be kings or people who wear crowns in the Christmas story in the Gospels. And whilst you're thinking, I'll give you some examples of things, of answers that would not win you a crown this morning. So, good King Wenceslas, nice chap from the 900s in Czechoslovakia, that not in the Christmas story. Christmas stocking, very important part of Christmas, not in the Gospel accounts. Important places like Dorking or Woking. You may have done your Christmas shopping there, but you're not going to get a crown for that. Walking or thinking also took place at Christmas, but no crown involved. And if people start to get too clever, not only will I not give you a crown, I may even remove part of your clothing as a penalty. One final disallowed answer. Now, I had to think hard about this one because he's been around a long time, but I'm pretty sure he was born well after the gospel events. I'm sorry, but Frank King also not allowed as an answer. Although I wouldn't be surprised if Frank was short for frankincense. So, seven kings or people who wore crowns in the Christmas story. And to make it easier, to give you some clues, the names all begin with the same initials as the words in the following sentence. Happy Christmas, bringing great joy unto all mankind. So the seven kings I'm looking for, their names, seven people who wear crowns in the Christmas story, share initials with Happy Christmas, bringing great joy unto all mankind. So I'm going to come round and I have a bag full of crowns. And we'll see who can come up with, who knows the story best. So do we, we've got one here straight away. Yep.
Herod.
So we think King Herod might be one of them. Do you think King Herod might be one of them? Fantastic. Well done. King Herod, you can have that one there. You need to put it on. This is an inflatable crown because King Herod was rather full of himself, I think. He was actually the ultimate baddie. When King Herod realised he was really unpopular, and actually when it was his time, he was getting near to the end of his life, he gathered up, he invited all the important people in the whole land to come, and he locked them up in a stadium so that when he died, he could have them all killed as well to make sure that people really did grieve. So, honestly, he was like the most, the real sort of serious baddie of the Christmas story. Any other people who wore crowns in the Christmas story? I think, yeah, maybe we've got one here. This could be Rosie coming up with one. Who, can you name one?
Jesus.
Do we think Jesus is a king who is mentioned in the Christmas story? I think we most certainly do, and I could have got a crown of thorns, but I think that probably, we'll save that for Easter. The best I could come up with for Jesus' crown is like a halo, really, so if you could just wear that on your head, you'd look a bit more like an angel, really. And that actually uses two initials, Jesus and Christ, because he was the King of Kings. We'll come back to him later, because obviously he's the reason we're here, really. Any more kings in the Christmas story over here? Or people who wore crowns. It's a bit more subtle in some ways.
Harold.
Who?
Harold.
Harold. No, we've already said that one.
Jasper.
That's very impressive. Jasper is the name of one of the three. That deserves a round of applause. Whoa, we're getting. It might give some of you the idea of what the others might be. And here we have a crown with jewels all over it. When you think about it, crowns are jolly odd things. Saying, I am so powerful and so wealthy, I'm going to wear a load of gold on my head with some gems in it so people know that I'm really important. Well, there you are. Gaspar was indeed one of the wise men. Let me just check where he was from. We call them kings. Actually, we don't know where they were kings. We just know they were wise because they followed the star. Gaspar came from India, we think. But I think it's sort of made up, really. Okay, now, any more kings or people who wore crowns?
Balthazar.
Do we think Balthazar was also a name of one of the kings? It was indeed. The knowledge in this church. Oh, it's quite phenomenal. There we are. You also can have a proper crown to wear. Okay, do you want to put it on carefully? Lovely. Thank you very much. Any other people who wore crowns? Yep.
Melchior.
That's it. That has polished off the three wise men type kings. Now, they're getting a bit more difficult now. I said there were seven. So who are the others? There was somebody who wasn't really a king, but definitely would have worn a crown. Anybody? Begins with an A. Who was the most important person, actually, of the day? In the Christmas story, if you'd have asked people who was the most important person in town, they would have said this person. There'd have been no question about it. Anybody? A for angels. Wouldn't have worn a crown, I don't think. Close. Anybody else? Any adults? No. Who was the most powerful person? I said it began with an A. Was it Alistair?
Hazard Augustus.
Augustus. It was indeed Augustus. Fantastic. And this is the crown for Augustus. There we are. So you can wear that for the rest of the day. Well done, Alistair. Yes, Augustus, he was the guy who said, you've got to have a census, you've got to go back to your hometown, right across the whole Roman world. So, and he was venerated as a god. People thought he was really super important. So international politics was going on, people had to comply with it. In the midst of that, the glory of the Lord appears. Now, there's one more type of person in the Christmas story who wears a crown. Let me give you a clue. Okay, I'm going to start handing out some crowns now. Would you like to take one of those? Take one of those. There we are. Happy Christmas, bringing great joy unto all mankind. We've had all of the other initials. This is a letter U we're looking for. And it is, if you put those on, you'd like to put those on? It is actually us. It is actually us. You will have paper crowns in your crackers at lunch later. You know, the first crowns were worn not because people were kings or queens, but because they won a running race. There actually was a victory wreath for the winner of the race in the games. It was made of flowers or perhaps oak or acanthus leaves. Or in a Roman battle, if you were a general who conquered a city, or if you were a soldier who saved someone's life, then you would be given a crown, a wreath. And St. Paul writes to Timothy at the end of his life, he says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. And so Peter says something similar. When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Because a wreath would fade. But so you've got paper crowns. It's good that it's paper crowns, I think, because that keeps us humble. And you're going to be wearing your crown, your paper crown, later when you've pulled the cracker and put the crown on your head. When our queen was crowned, she wasn't crowned with a paper crown in 1952. She had a royal crown put on her head, made of gold, but it was in a pattern of acanthus leaves, like the victory wreath. And it was inscribed with words from the Bible in Latin, from Psalm 51, which Encyclopedia Britannica describes as singularly inappropriate. But I think they're perfect. On the Queen's crown is inscribed these words from Psalm 51, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy great mercy." That's what's written around the crown of our queen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy great mercy. Why? Singularly inappropriate? No. The crown, the glory, the victory, and the honour really belongs to Jesus, who is the King of Kings. And that's what the crown and glory is really all about. So how do we respond to all of this? Two ways to respond. In honour of Jesus' birthday, when you come up for communion later, those of you who've got crowns on might like to cast your crowns before him in the crib. You can put them there and get them back later. Because in the book of Revelation we read, the elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power." And then at your Christmas lunch later, when you pull the cracker and get your paper crown out, because that's about as good as it gets, and it doesn't really fit, you know what it's like. You can write, if you like, on that crown, "Thank you, King Jesus." Or you maybe even want to put, "Lord, have mercy," like on the Queen's crown, if you don't think that's singularly inappropriate for you to do. Because his is the crowning glory. Jesus is the King of Kings. He is enthroned on the praises of 1,000 generations. Because of him we celebrate. Happy Christmas, bringing great joy unto all mankind. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen? Amen. And happy Christmas, everyone. God bless you all.